我们早上的崇拜聚会要继续昨天晚上的题目。
And for this morning sessions, we shall continue the topics that we had for last night.
就是一点的潜在力。
That is a bit of hidden power.
这是根据主耶稣他所说的面笑的比喻来阐明这个道。
And this is in accordance with the words of our Lord Jesus Christ regarding this parable.
主耶稣讲这个比喻呢，在神学上呢，经常有争论的地方。
And this parable is being debated by the theologians.
我们再来看马太福音十三章三十三节。
Let us turn to Gospel of Matthew, chapter 13.
新约十九页，马太福音十三章三十三节
，verse 33。
他又对他们讲过比喻说：天国好像面笑，有妇人拿来藏在三斗面里面，主等全团都发起来。既然是天国的比喻啊。
And since it's the kingdom, it's a parable about the kingdom of heaven.
当然我们也可以从好的方面来想。
Of course, we can think it, look at it from the better perspective point of view.
但是面笑呢，在犹太人的这个观念里面呢，是指不好的。
But however, the yeast is being viewed by the Israelite as no good.
所以主耶稣在这个比喻里面
，So our Lord Jesus in this parable，
当然呢，好坏双方面都有。
That of course there are a good side and bad side about it。
所以一点的潜在力呢，也有属于善的，也有属于恶的。
So a little bit of hidden power can be good or can be bad。
如果属于善的这一方面呢，虽然是一点点的潜在力，但是可以发挥呢。很大的力量出来。
So on the good side of it, as you can see, a little bit of hidden power can manifest goodness out of it.
所以坏的这一方面也是一样的。
And regarding the bad side of it,
那么既然是潜在力呢，就是暂时看不见。
It could be the same, and since it is a bit of hidden, you could not see it.
所以主耶稣讲这个比喻呢，就是要人去思想、去注意的。
So our Lord Jesus spoke this parable is for us to ponder upon it.
那昨天晚上我们已经有讲过有关主耶稣所说的，这个妇人面还有笑藏在面里面的这一方面的。
And last night we already explained about the woman, the yeast, and the flour as they all been hidden.Together,
那么主耶稣所说的这个笑呢，有很多方面的这个教训。
And regarding this yeast, there are many teachings from our Lord Jesus.
那今天早上呢，所要讲的就是主耶稣曾经呢，另一方面提醒门徒啊。
And this morning, I'd like to emphasize that what our Lord Jesus wants.His disciple to take notice of.
说要防备这个当时的法利赛人的笑。
That they are to be beware of the yeast of the Pharisees.
请看路加福音十二章第一节。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 12 verse 1.
路加福音十二章第一节。
Gospel of Luke chapter 12 verse 1.
这时有几万人聚集，甚至彼此见大。耶稣开讲，先对门徒说：“你们要防备法利赛人的笑，就是假冒为善。”法利赛人在当时的犹太社会是很有名望的人。
At that time of Jesus, the Pharisees are a very noble people.
他们在神学上的造诣呢，也是非常高的。
And they are very well, they are very, they are very educated in the theologian theory.
因为法利赛人很有学问。
Because the Pharisees are very educated.
又神学上的造诣又很高。
And they know the law very well.
所以往往呢，就把神的道理呢参差于他们的思想观念，他们的言论在里面。
And so consequently, they mix their thinking with the teaching of God in their theology.
因此呢，本来很单纯的犹太教呢，就是因为这些人好像笑一样在一直发笑，就整个宗教就变质了。
Actually, Judaism is very simple, but however, they are a bit of hidden yeast, and therefore it has changed to what it is now.
所以主耶稣出来传福音的时候，要纠正这些不好的呢，真的非常艰难。
And so our Lord Jesus in his ministry wanted to change this concept, but however, it's quite difficult.
那么主耶稣在传天国的道理的时候，要来完成神国，要实现这个神国的时候。
And so our Lord Jesus preached about the kingdom of heaven, and that the kingdom of heaven is about to come.
法利赛人就成为面笑，成为他的对头啊。
And the Pharisees have became the yeast to our Lord Jesus and became his opposition.
好像笑就是面粉的对头。
It's like yeast is opposed to flour.
面粉呢是指的神的道理，因为是食物啊。
Flour prefigures the words of Christ, and because word of Christ is food.
那这种对头要去防备呢？才不会影响到主耶稣所传的这种纯正的道理。
So this kind of opposition we must be aware so that we will accept the pure teaching from our Lord Jesus.
那么主耶稣把这种人呢列为是假冒为善。
So Jesus called these people as hypocrite.
也就是说所讲的跟他们所想的不太一样。
And that is to say, whatever they say is not, so whatever they do is not the same as what they say.
有时候讲得很好。
Sometimes they may say good things.
但有时候呢，这些话呢不实在。
But however, these words may not be practical for them to practice.
但是单纯的人呢，很容易接受这种不实在的话。
So a simple person would accept.Such impractical deeds.
主耶稣的门徒非常单纯。
Jesus' disciples, 耶稣还是他。
主耶稣的门徒。
Jesus
单纯，为人很单纯。
Jesus' disciples are very simple.
好像我们弟兄姐妹都很单纯。
Just like our brothers and sisters, they are all very simple.
所以当时主耶稣要他们来防备这个法利赛人的笑，他们听不懂。
So our Lord Jesus wants his people.To be way of the Pharisees, the yeast of the Pharisees, and they couldn't understand.
他们以为是法利赛人所做的饼有笑在里面。
And they thought that that dough that the Pharisees made has got yeast.
再请看马太福音十六章第六节。
Let us turn back to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 16.
马太福音十六章第六节。
Verse 6.
二十三页，新约二十三页。
16 verse 6.
耶稣对他们说，你们要谨慎防备法利赛人和撒都该人的笑。主耶稣在这边又对门徒说，要防备法利赛人跟撒都该人的笑。
And here our Lord Jesus once again said that they should be on guard against the yeast of the Pharisees and the Sadducees.
那么第七节以下就记载门徒彼此议论说，我们今天没有带饼，为什么说要防备这个笑呢？
And in verse 7, we can see that the disciple began to discuss among themselves because, that they did not bring any bread.
单纯的人都会这么想的。
A simple-minded person would often think this way.
后来主耶稣在更深入地告诉他们。
But later on, our Lord Jesus...explain deeply upon this matter.
请看十一节十二节。
Let's look at verse 11 and 12.
我对你们说，要防备法利赛人和撒都该人的笑。这话不是指着饼说的， 你们怎么不明白呢？十二节。
Verse 12.
门徒就才晓得他所说的不是叫他们防备饼的笑，乃是防备法利赛人和撒多该人的教训。主耶稣在这边更深入的讲明以后，
And here our Lord Jesus, after his explanations,
门徒终于了解人的教训有时候就好像笑很厉害的。
That they understood that sometimes a teaching could be likened to a yeast, and that's very, and it is very powerful.
单纯的人很容易受人的这种有口才的这种言语的左右。
And a simple-minded person can be greatly influenced by a very eloquent person.
法利赛人跟撒多该人这两派呢不太一样。他们的教训不太一样。
There is a difference between the Pharisees and the Sadducees.
但是因为当时的法利赛人呢，他们的阵容比较庞大。
In the teaching of the of them, and at that time the Pharisees they are more broader.
所以对犹太社会的影响非常大。
They're more in numbers, and therefore their influence is great.
因此呢，主耶稣在马太福音二十三章里面
，so therefore in Matthew chapter 23
就很严厉的责备法利赛人，有七种灾祸会临到他们。
That our Lord Jesus was very seriously rebuking them that there were seven woes would come to them.
在二十三章的第一节开始就称赞法利赛人所说的话是非常好。
That in the beginning, we can see that our Lord Jesus praised the Pharisees.
因为他们呢站在摩西的位上来阐明摩西的道理。
Because they sit on Moses' seat to teach them.
但是呢他们口是心非啊。讲得好，但是心里不好。
But however, what they say is good, but their deed is bad.
所以主耶稣说，不要效法他们的行为。
So this is why our Lord Jesus say, do not imitate their deed.
但是十三节以下呢，主耶稣就宣布法利赛人有七种灾祸。
And so in verse 13, Jesus tell them about this seven disaster.
那这些呢都跟这个道理有关系的。
And all this is in relation to the teaching.
十三节记载呢法利赛人呢他们常常阻挡天国的门路。
In verse 13 says that the Pharisees often be a hindrance for people that wanted to enter the kingdom of heaven.
有很多人想要进神国，结果就是因为他们的教训被挡住了。
Many people want to enter the kingdom of heaven. However, their teaching will become a block for them to enter.
所以十三节有一种，再来十四种又有一种，十五节又有一种。
And verse 15, there is another kind.
十四节就是在这个小注这里所提到的。
And in verse 14, there is a note here.
那再接下来呢？第四个就是二十三节。
And another 14 is on verse 23.
第五个灾祸呢，就是二十五节。
And the fifth one is on verse 25.
第六个灾祸是二十七节。
And the sixth disaster is on 27.
那第七个灾祸是二十九节以下。
And the seventh would be on verse 29 and below.
那总和这些主耶稣所讲的呢这个结论就是假冒为善。
And the summary of what Jesus wants to tell us is that they are hypocrites.
人为什么会成为假冒为善呢？
Why would a person become a hypocrite?
有时候是为了自己的利益啊。
Sometimes it could be for our own benefit.
那就渐渐的成为假冒为善。
And gradually, not knowing, we became a hypocrite.
这是非常遗憾的事情。
Of course, this is a very sad thing to happen.
那这种人性的软弱呢？如果越来越普遍的话，彼此之间就不能相信。
And if a person, a character became such a bad, then you would not want to believe him anymore.
所以在主耶稣在讲神国的这个团体呢，是非常单纯的。
So our Lord Jesus, when he's speaking about the kingdom of God, he's referring to the people that are very simple.
就不能有啊掺插这个面笑在里面，否则的话全团会花起来。
And that it must not have any yeast, or else it would spoil the whole group.
所以当时主耶稣看到犹太教呢，啊，这个团体已经受这个法利赛人的笑影响非常大。
So Jesus, our Lord Jesus saw that the Judaism at that time had been already under had much influence by the Pharisees.
那再来撒都该人的笑又不太一样。
And we look at the yeast of the seducers, they are different.
请看使徒行传。
Let us look at Acts
23章第八节。
Chapter 23, verse 8.
新约199页。使徒行传23章第八节。
Acts chapter 23, verse 8.
因为撒都该人说没有复活，也没有天使和鬼魂，法利赛人却说两样都有。这两派的神学观念不太一样。
So we can see these two groups of theologians, they have different concept.
撒都该人他们说将来没有复活的事情。
Seducers do not believe that there are resurrections.
那么天使鬼魂啊。他都认为没有这些的存在。
Or neither angels or spirits.
那如果这样主张下去呢？啊，这个会影响到啊人的信仰。
And if this is of a great influence to them, to the people, it would be affecting their belief.
那么撒都该人他们这么主张呢，也有他们的理由啊。
For seducers to believe as such, they have their own reason for that.
当主耶稣谈到这个将来复活的事情，
and when Jesus talked about the resurrections event regarding resurrections,
撒都该人说绝对没有复活的事情，
and the seducers would say there would be no such thing.
他说如果有很麻烦的，
they say if.There is such thing as resurrection that would be very difficult.
他说摩西的这个道理里面呢，有关这个家庭的这个事情啊。
And they say that regarding what Moses said about the family, matters of family.
摩西他主张，如果呢一个人他的太太死了。
Moses emphasized that if a person's wife died,
那么这个弟兄的弟弟呢一定要娶他的嫂嫂来做太太。
Then this husband's brother must marry his wife,
就是为了自己的哥哥呢让自己的哥哥有子孙啊。
That's to carry on his family line of his brother.
那撒都该人就说他们所认识的有一个人有一个家庭七个兄弟啊。
And so the seducer said that they know of a family that has three brothers.
但是很不幸的，这七个兄弟先后都死掉。
And it is very unfortunate that in this family that all these three brothers they all died.
那老二就娶这个嫂嫂来为太太，以后老三老四七个都呢跟这个女人结婚了、啊。
And before that, they married each of their sister-in-law as wife.
那他就主张，如果将来有复活的话，就麻烦了。
And so they explained that if there is resurrection, this could be a problem.
那这个女人要成为哪一个人的太太呢？
Then this wife would be first of the seven brothers' wife.
那主耶稣呢就告诉他们。
So our Lord Jesus tell them.
请看马太福音。
Let's look at Matthew, Gospel of Matthew.
22章22章的三十节。
Chapter 22, verse 30.
马太福音22章三十节。
Verse 30.
当复活的时候，人也不娶也不嫁，乃像天上的使者一样。主耶稣就告诉他们，来世跟今生啊不一样的。
And Lord Jesus explained that the present life and the future life is different.
所以来生复活的事情呢，不会跟今生呢有所抵触。
So the resurrection of life in the future is different and would not in conflict with the present life.
所以将来我们上天国呢，没有这个地面上的亲情这种情分。
So when we go to heaven, we would not have such a relationship that we have on earth.
曾经有人说在天国很快乐，没有错。
And there was one that claims it's very happy in heaven.
但是我信耶稣啊，我爸爸没有信啊，他拜我像下地狱，那怎么办？
Then what would happen if my parents who did not believe in our Lord Jesus and they would go to heaven, go to hell, what would that be?
那我在天国天天看到我爸爸在地受苦，我怎么会快乐？不可能啊。
If I up in heaven and saw that my parents are in hell, then suffering, then how would I be in heaven rejoicing? That would be impossible for me.
这就是把来生跟今生扯在一起啊，当然呢就不会明白这种道理。
So if we put our future life and our present life together, and that would be, you will not be able to understand.
所以来生呢是属灵的，没有肉体这种感情啊，没有这种情分。
Because the spiritual life would not have any of the human relation emotions in it.
那么撒都该人呢，这种教训呢，当然呢也成为一种笑。
So such a teaching from the seducers would be as a yes.
再来还有一种属于这个叙利王党的这一派。
And next is a group that belongs to King Herod.
请看马可福音第七章十五节。
Let's turn to Mark chapter 7 verse 15.
马可福音第八章十五节。
Verse 8, chapter 8 verse 15.
新约五十八页。
8 verse 15.
第八章十五节。
Verse 15.
耶稣祝福他们说，你们要谨慎防备法利赛人笑和虚利的笑。这里提到又有一种人就是虚利啊，虚利就是虚利王啊。
And here it talks about a kind a person, and this person Herod is King Herod.
主耶稣降生的时候啊，叙利王啊，听说啊有一个婴孩要将来要做王啊，他就下令呢，把两岁以下的伯利恒的婴孩啊全部杀掉。
At the time of when Jesus was born, King Herod heard that this child would become king, so therefore he had a command that all 2 years and under would be killed in the city of Bethlehem.
为了政治的利益啊，手段非常残忍啊。
In order to gain the political power, he used a cruel method.
那么啊，所以这个虚利的笑就是把这个宗教跟政治扯在一起的。
And the kind of yeast of Herod is to mix religion with politics.
用宗教的这个力量来达到政治的目的。
And uses the religious power to gain his political status.
所以现在有一些宗教就是跟政治扯在一起啊。
So there are religion that being mixed with politics.
那当然呢，神的教会不能够这样。
So, a church of God should not be so.
要纯粹属于敬拜神的。
It must be pure and pure and worshiping towards God only.
所以主耶稣升天以后呢，建立教会，这个教会受迫害的当时的力量就是虚力的这个力量。
So when Jesus was resurrected, the church at that time was under the persecution of politics.
使徒行传十二章就记载啊，这个雅各啊被虚力王杀死啊。
In Acts chapter 12, describe the killing of James by King Herod.
那虚力王呢就开始迫害教会啊，又把彼得抓去关起来。
And King Herod started to persecute the Christian, and later on put Peter to jail.
所以这种效就是阻挡教会发展的。
And this kind of yeast is preventing the church from progressing.
啊，这是有关主耶稣在世的时候叫门徒要防备的，就是法利赛人跟撒都该人还有虚力的效要防备。
So when our Lord Jesus was on earth, there are three kinds of yeast that he asked us to beware. That was the yeast of the Pharisees, seducers, and King Herod.
但是在新约时代的教会呢，有一个使徒保罗啊，他出来传福音以后
，and in the New Testament, after Paul came out to preach the ministry,
他在犹太地区以外的地区呢，建立很多教会。
And he was sent to many other regions, and he established many churches.
这时候他所主张的面效呢，又不一样的。
And that moment, he emphasized the yeast, which is different from the yeast that we had before.
因为在当时教会的内部呢，已经有这种效发生了。
Because at that time, the church internally has such things that happened.
那这一点的潜在力影响很大
，and the existence of this yeast has great power.
所以保罗啊，他就写信来提醒
，and so Paul wrote letters to remind them.
请看加拉太书第五章第九节。
Let us turn to Galatians chapter 5,
第五章第九节
，verse 9.
新约266页。266页
Galatians chapter 5 verse 9.
一点面笑能使全团都花起来。保罗在 这里说一点的面笑会整个面魂都花起来。
Paul said that a little yeast works through the whole batch of dough.
那他在这边所说的一点面笑是指的什么呢？
And what would he be referring to this little yeast?
请参看第四节。
Let us look at verse 4.
你们做要靠律法称义的，是以基督隔绝，从恩典中堕落、坠落。当时有一些犹太人呢，强调这个靠律法来称义。
And at that time, there are Jews that emphasized that you could be justified through the law.
强调呢，来信耶稣的人也要受割礼呀。
And emphasize that those who come to believe in Jesus, they must go through circumcision.
主张呢，靠着自己的善行呢，就可以称义啊。
And they emphasize that through your own deed, you can be justified.
实际上呢，人要靠着神的恩典啊，靠自己的善行不完全的。
In fact, a man has to rely on the grace of God, not through our work.
但是当时的教会呢，就一直的有这种劝导啊。
And at that time, the church, there are churches that emphasize, such things.
请看第八节。
Let us look at verse 8.
这样的劝导不是出于那造你们的，所以保罗就讲他们这样的劝勉啊。
So Paul said, such kind of persuasions
跟主耶稣的选召呢的这种恩典就有抵触
and that they will be in conflict with the calling from our Lord Jesus.
所以恩典跟律法呢，这个经常 扯不清啊。
So grace and law can never be will never be in harmony.
那信耶稣就是强调靠着神的恩典呐。
And believing in Jesus, we emphasize it is through the grace of God.
不是完全靠着人的这个善行的表现。
And it is not through our good deeds or our good works.
当然呢，人要朝着这个善行的这种目标来努力呀。
Of course, however, man must pursue to do good works or good deeds.
实际上呢，人性的软弱太多啊，不能完全。
In fact, men are very weak, and therefore, they it's very hard to pursue for perfections.
那么将来得救，真的要靠主耶稣的怜悯，主耶稣的恩典。
So in future, we must truly rely on His grace and His mercy.
那么除了这一方面以外，保罗又主张一种。
And beside all this, 6.
哥林多前书第五章第六节。
Chapter 5, verse 6.
233页。哥林多前书五章第六节。
Chapter 5, verse 6.
你们做自夸是不好的，岂不知一点面笑能使全团花起来吗？哥林多教会是一个很有恩赐、人才很多的教会。
The Church of Corinth have very talented and knowledgeable members.
这是一种好的现象。
And these are very good, very good.
但是不好的现象呢，彼此之间呢，竞争很厉害啊，就自高自大。
But however, being knowledgeable, therefore they would have conflicts, and therefore they would boast to one another.
请看第五章第二节。
Let's turn to chapter 5, verse 2.
你们还是自高自大，并不哀痛。把行做事的人从你们中间赶出去。哥林多教会还有一种就是很淫乱。
And there is another problem in the Church of Corinth is immorality.
但是呢，这些淫乱的事情呢，有一些人就不重视，自高自大有他们的主张。
And these people, however, does not concern about the immorality among them, so therefore they boast of themselves rather.
所以在教会就成为一种笑在发笑。
So these kind of person, people rather, has become a yeast to the church.
就是那些有名望的人自高自大的主张。
And these are the persuasions from people that are much with much knowledge.
那么就影响到教会的发展。
And therefore it influences the progress of the church.
再看第七节第八节。
Let's look at verse 7 and 8.
你们既是无效的面，应当把旧效除尽，好使你们成为新团。因为我们逾越节的羔羊基督已经被杀献祭。第八节。
Verse 8.
所以我们所做节不可用旧效，也不可用恶毒邪恶的效。只用诚实真正的无效饼。这里又提到这个恶毒邪恶的效。
And here talks about the bad yeast.
那么保罗就主张呢要用诚实真正的无效饼。
And here Paul emphasized they must use a bread of sincerity and truth.
所以教会里面呢，弟兄姐妹诚实很重要。
So among brothers and sisters in the church, sincerity is very important.
越单纯越诚实，这个神很欣赏的。
The more simple you are and truthful you are, it is admirable to God.
那么就有关这个主耶稣所说的笑跟保罗所说的笑呢，都有它的内容会影响教会的。
And so the yeast, of Jesus, what Jesus said, and the yeast of Paul does influence the church greatly.
再来呢，这个笑呢，要让它呢没有发笑的这种功能啊。
And next is to not to allow the yeast to do it works.
那么要怎样才能够使这个酵没有发酵的功能呢？
So how do we stop the yeast from doing it works?
这个只有神才有办法。
It is only God that had ways.
这种一点的潜在力呢，要让它没有发挥的这个余地啊，只有神才有办法。
The existence of a little yeast, and it works will be, not effective, will have only could come from God.
所以在旧约里面的献祭的条例呢，有两种献祭，这个饼要放酵在里面。
And in the old times where they make sacrifices, there are twice of the sacrifice that will have yeast.
就是献感谢祭、平安祭呢，要放酵。
Sacrifice.Of peace,
还有五旬节呢，所献的祭呢要放酵。
Peace and Thanksgiving, and also at the feast of Pentecost.
请看利未记二十三章十七节。
Let us look at Leviticus.
利未记二十三章十七节。
Chapter 23, verse 27.
旧约圣经一百五十一页
，Leviticus
一百五十一页二十三章十七节
，verse 17 sorry，
要从你们的住处取出细面一花十分之二，加酵烤成两个摇祭的饼，当作出熟的猪物献给耶和华。这里提到五旬节献祭的时候
，Here it tells us the time when they make offering at the time of Pentecost.
那要献的这种饼要加酵
，and the bread they would offer must have yeast.
但是呢，经过火烤以后
，but however it must go through roast.
那酵就会失去效用
，then roasting of it will bring the yeast with no effect.
那么对个人来说
，so as an individual,
一个人他有这种酵一点的酵都改不掉
，that if he has a little bit of yeast and that he cannot change himself.
那么呢，主耶稣就会安排火炼呐，把它烧掉。
Then our Lord Jesus will arrange fire to burn it off.
所以有人信耶稣一辈子啊，有一种不好的那种脾气啊，改不掉，到最后那一关啊，主耶稣一定用火炼啊，来把它烧掉。
So a person may have bad temper throughout his life, and that he can never change himself. And our Lord Jesus at the time will bring him bring tests to remove his bad temper.
所以有的人一病啊，病了很久啊。祷告都没有效果、啊、就是因为它里面的这一点酵主耶稣要借着患难来把它燃烧掉。
So sometimes a person may have sickness for many time, a long time, and even through prayers, there was no healing. This is the time where our Lord Jesus, wants him to go through, the endurance.
那么对团体来说，整个教会来说，
So as a group in the church,
那么如果有酵在里面没有出，没有把它除掉啊，这个呢只有神才有办法。
In the church, if there is a yeast and you cannot remove it, however it can be removed by only God.
就是到主耶稣再来之前的这个大患难来临的时候啊，叫做火炼金睛啊，要把这个教会呢。放在这个大患难里面来熬炼
，and we would have to wait for our Lord Jesus to come, and our Lord Jesus would put us into this furnace and to refine it to be good.
那么教会就会成为完全呐、啊，因为经过火炼以后呢，这些酵都失去效用
，and after the refinement, it will be perfect and it will be acceptable by God.
所以对个人来说呢。
So as an individual,
有的人各方面都很好，就是有一点酵在里面。
that he may be a good person, but however, there is a yeast in him.
像耶伯记里面的耶伯啊。
And like the book of Job and the person Job.
他非常好，这个人非常好。
That this person is very good.
但是有一点笑在他的心里面，就是注意啊。
But however, there is a little yeast in him, and that is self-righteousness.
所以他经过患难的熬炼以后啊，这个注意的心就没有了。
So after the great trials, this self-righteousness was removed.
所以他自己说啊，神试炼我，让我成为金金啊。
So he said it himself that God trial him so that he can become a refined gold.
他跟神彼此之间的对话里面啊。
And during the conversation that he had with God,
耶伯记三十八章跟四十二章
that in Job chapter 38 and 40,
他对神说啊，我以前太无知啊。
That he confessed that he was very ignorant in the beginning.
我很无知的在阻挡你的主意啊，真的很惭愧啊。
He was ignorant and he was, in fact, hindering the work of God, and so he was ashamed.
这是耶伯啊，他受到苦练以后啊，所说的很宝贵的话。
And these are the precious words that was spoken by Job after he been through the hardship.
所以对个人来说呢，彼得、雅各都有强调这个苦练金金呐。
So as an individual, Peter and James has also mentioned about a refining of gold.
请看雅各书第一章第二节。
Let us turn to James chapter 1 verse 2.
雅各书第一章第二节第到第四节。
Verse 2 to 4.
新约三百二十九页，三百二十九页。
James chapter 1 verse 2.
第二节，我的弟兄们，你们若在百般试炼中，都要以为大喜乐，因为知道你们的信心经过试炼，就生忍耐。但忍耐也当成功，使你们成全完备，毫无缺欠。雅各在这边提到，我们这些信主的人有时候会遭遇到试炼。
Here James tells us that we as a Christian at times may meet trials.
那这个试炼是百般的，不是只有一种，很多种啊。
And these trials will come in many kinds. There's not only one kind.
主耶稣为了爱我们，就按照你个人的这种一点点的笑，要用什么试炼才能够除掉？这个是主耶稣在安排的。
And Jesus loves all of us here, and He knows the kind of yeast that are within us. So therefore, He, in order to love us, He would want to remove this yeast.
所以在试炼中呢，不要埋怨神，神还是爱你的，你只要忍耐就好。
So in trials, we must not complain because our Lord Jesus loves us and therefore we must endure.
那么第四节说，忍耐就能够成功，就能够成全完备，毫无缺欠啊。
Verse 4 tells us that we may mature and be complete and not lacking anything.
那彼得也是这么主张的。
And similarly, this is what Peter has emphasized.
请看彼得前书第一章第七节
First Peter chapter 1
335页彼得前书第一章第七节
Verse 7
叫你们的信心既被试验就比那被火试验仍然能坏的金子更显宝贵可以在耶稣基督显现的时候得着称赞荣耀珍贵这里说信心要经过试验。
Here tells us faith must go through trials.
那你的信心会越来越好。
And then your faith will become better.
那么这种试验就是活的试验，就是患难。
And these trials will come through fire, and that would be that is the trials.
所以基督徒遭受患难啊，这个是会的。
So as a Christian.We will certainly encounter trials.
但是呢，有神的恩典在里面啊。
But there is grace in it.
会让我们越来越宝贵。
That it will allow us to be more precious.
那对整个教会来说呢?
So as a church,
会一直等到主耶稣再来之前有大患难临到的时候,
that we must wait and wait till that there will be a great tribulation.
那么这种大患难呢有 根据启示录所说的有前半段跟后半段
And this, tribulation will be in accordance with the revelation what is recorded as the first part of it and second part of the tribulation.
那这个时候呢这个在神的教会这些主民会遭受逼迫
So at that time the members will encounter much persecution.
那么经过这一关呢 通过的人啊,
so after this stage, those who have passed, they will be blessed.
请看启示录第七章13节14节。
Let us turn to Revelation chapter 7.
圣经最后的一卷,启示录第七章13节14节。
Verse 13 and 14.
长老中有一位问我说, 这些穿白衣的是谁? 是从哪里来的? 我对他说, 我主，你知道，他向我说，这些人是从大患难中出来的，曾用羔羊的血把衣裳洗白净。约翰看到异象，
John saw saw visions.
那么异象当中有一位长老问他，
In his visions, there was an elder asking him.
说这些穿白衣裳的是从哪里来的?
He asked him, who are these people came from with white robes?
他说,我主啊,我怎么知道?你知道了,你讲就是了。
He said, I don't know, Lord, you tell me.
那,这个长老就说,这些人是从大患难当中出来的。
And the elder told him that these are the people who came out of the great tribulations.
经过试验,经过火炼的这些人啊,
These people have gone through the refinement of fire.
就是我们这些信耶稣,得到主耶稣宝血洁净的人啊,
And these are the people that have been washed and cleansed by our Lord Jesus.
那这里所说的大患难呢, 就是指着主耶稣再来之前要临到的。
And this great tribulation refer to the difficult times when our Lord Jesus will come.
请参看马太福音24章。
Let's turn to Gospel of Matthew, chapter 24.
21节。
Verse 21.
新约35页, 马太福音24章21节。
24, verse 21.
因为那时必有大灾难从数界的起头直到如今没有这样的灾难后来也必没有。 这个是主耶稣讲他再来之前呢要临到数界的大灾难
Here our Lord Jesus tells us the tribulations or distress that will come before our Lord Jesus come
那因为这个灾难很大所以时间很短
Because of this great tribulation therefore the timing would be very short
这个全世界很普遍性会临到
And it's a very common thing for the world
那么这些呢，属神教会的这个团体呢，经过到这个大患难以后呢，再来主耶稣就再来接这个教会到天上去。After
the church has gone through the tribulations to be perfect, then our Lord Jesus will come then to bring the church to heaven.
所以主耶稣讲这个天国好像面笑。So
our Lord Jesus said, the kingdom of heaven is like a yeast.
就是在神的神国的这个团体里面有一点点的面笑
And to tell us that in this kingdom of God there is a little there is a bit of hidden yeast
那么神国也会成全在我们内心所以对个人来说有一点点的缺点
So the kingdom of God is also in us and we might have a little bit of lacking within us as well
所以主耶稣未来要把这个除掉呢 他一定会安排 这个人没有办法 只有神啊
So man cannot remove this God will Jesus will arrange it Only Jesus can do so
那么要除掉这个 才能够以罪断绝啊
So how can it be removed? It can only be done by separation from sin.
请看彼得前书第四章第一节。
Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 1.
彼得前书第四章第一节。
Sorry, chapter 4, verse 1.
新约338页，第四章第一节。基督既在肉身受苦，你们也当将这样的心智作为兵器，因为在肉身受过苦的，就已经与罪断绝了。彼得在这边说，
Here Peter tell us,
耶稣基督成为人的时候，
then when our Lord Jesus manifests himself as a human being,
跟我们一样，
that he is like us.
但是呢，他在肉身受很多的苦啊。
And he, however, suffered much bodily harm.
所以呢，就跟罪完全断绝啊。
And therefore, he is done with sin.
成为一个很完全的被献上为我们来担当罪、啊、
And he has become a perfect sacrifice and forbear all our sin.
所以彼得说要把这种先知作为我们的兵器、啊、
So Peter tells us that this same attitude must be in us.
所以当神要我们完全所安排的这种试验的时候呢我们要有心理准备啊，不要埋怨神。
So this kind of attitude should be our arm. And when the difficulty times come to us, we are equipped and we will not complain.
因为这是跟你有帮助的。
Because these are beneficial to you.
So 一点潜在力啊。
So a hidden